Wasaguchi.
What's Gucci?
Yeah, I've kissed a dude before.
Why are we kissing dudes?
I once held in a fart so long that I lost my boner.
Flexing, flexing.
Is this the guy that didn't give you ribs at his cookout?
Nigel ain't got no ribs.
I thought I may have caught autism.
Please welcome the Schmeatball Boys, Nigel Beck and Aaron Boo.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with the boys, the Schmeatball Boys.
What's Gucci, everybody?
Wow, they already said that in the intro. I know we don't hear the intro, but like you already said that.
I want to say it again.
I also said Schmeatball Boys. That's fair. Yeah,
yeah.
That's part of it.
Calm down.
I'm just really aggressive.
You're ready
today.
To go. Dude, you're ready to go tonight.
I'm on it.
All right. I like
it. I'm on one. I'm on it.
You're on one?
Yeah, I'm on one.
I ain't seen you crack. Nothing open yet.
Bruh, I don't need to. It's in the blood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just take a little.
Oh, I don't smoke a dub. Come on, bro.
Smoke a dick? No?
No. No, no, okay. No.
All right. I'm just curious.
No.
You did this week, though, in fantasy, but that's not this podcast.
You know what?
About.
That's fine. Okay. I lost. It's fine. You beat me.
I did.
Our Cowboys lost.
Sadly.
Your Sooners lost. My Longhorns won. It's a whole thing. It's
fine.
It was
a rough week.
But here's the thing. Sports don't affect me in a personal way.
They do me.
Yeah, no. It just,
and you know
it's never bothered me.
Yeah.
It's never bothered me.
Well, that's a good kind of segue into this podcast, though.
Yeah, sports stories.
Sports stories.
And I want to say mine are going to be deprecating. I feel like all my stories are deprecating. I feel like I don't brag on myself a lot, but that also is like kind of my personality.
Yeah, that's okay.
Not one of those guys. I don't like to talk about my accomplishments, so.
Mine's not anything to be proud about, but it did happen.
Oh, do you have like any significant like sports trophies or
Lettermans
or any of that shit? Because I don't. I never kept all that shit.
I'm thinking.
I let it go.
I had trophies from when I was in elementary school where everybody got one almost.
So participation trophies are cool.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, I actually enjoy them. I don't mind them. There's an age where it gets cut off, but like everyone should get a trophy. A trophy.
Yeah.
I don't believe in
age
teams.
Is it cut off though?
For me personally, I think like 9.
Yeah.
I think because you're able to understand and process that it's not good.
Because
I think people need.
You hit 10 years old?
Well, people need to know that they're not good at things.
Yes.
That's my thing. Like,
no.
I was fat and I played soccer. That
Me
doesn't
too.
Make any sense. I don't
I was
need to
the
be
goalie,
out there.
Though.
Oh, I was a midfielder. They were like, this kid's got a cannon for a leg. We're just going to let him kick it as far as he can every time. And I don't know where it was going to land, but it went far every time.
I was a decent goalie.
I launched it. Oh, no.
I made the traveling team.
See?
And then I didn't play that year.
Yeah, I made a traveling team and I never got to play.
Well, no. I didn't actually do the traveling team that year.
Oh.
They invited me on.
Oh.
Audition, made the team, and then did not.
I did the other thing. So I was on a club team really young before the traveling
team. That was sixth grade because we lost soccer at Lawton Christian.
See, I played at Lawton United for Lawton United.
Oh, okay.
So you still have to pay quite a bit of money. It's not super exclusive or anything like that.
I don't think ours was cheap either. I don't know.
But I was on a team called the Wildcats, and we didn't realize because they just generated because it was my first year, so you just randomly get put on a team.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I was even on this team was, and I'm like, shit you not, it was a mom who got mad that her daughter didn't get to play because it's co-ed.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Got mad her daughter
How old
didn't
were
get
you?
To play. We were young. Like, I think I was in like sixth grade. I wasn't even
you
like
were playing co-ed still?
Yeah. So here's where it gets weird. Her daughter didn't get to play. Because she's trash. So her mom made a team that she's the quote-unquote coach for.
Yeah.
This is my first year in organized sports at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around, and I'm like, this is not like an athletic version of me. I'm super chubby. I'm super soft at this point. Like, I don't like getting hit. Mm-hmm. I don't like hitting people. I'm weird.
You don't like slide tackling people?
Now, my dad has to coach this now because the mom has no idea. We literally, for 3 straight practices, just took shots on goal. Like,
what?
As a goalie for 3 straight practices. No conditioning. No, here's how the game works. No passing the ball.
Jumping
on the
field 18 times for no reason.
Right.
You didn't do any of that?
Here's the crazy thing. You know how many times I shot at the goal?
I was a goalie and had to do that.
Zero. You know how many times we got to shoot at the goal? Zero. We had one kid named Tomas who was German who had just
Tomas.
Moved. Yeah. Love this kid.
It's like Thomas.
Who's an actual stud.
Mm-hmm.
made him a forward immediately. I'm like, cool. They didn't teach us about positioning, where we need to be on the field. It was just like, you know, like the little kids who just cluster around the ball and run together. That's what it was.
So my dad was in sixth grade at this point.
Yeah.
On a traveling team.
No. This is not the travel. This is the club team first.
Okay.
My dad was like, hey, you have to be the goalie because they're going to shoot the ball at the goal 430 times a game and your fat ass is going to block most of them.
So I was the goalie, yes.
Dad, I'm terrified of the ball.
Yeah.
And he goes, that sucks. And I was like, do I at least get goalie gloves? And he was like, we're not paying for those.
Oh, you got to have the gloves.
And I was like, what? And I was like, can I get the goalie shirt? And he goes, you can wear a long sleeve shirt. I had a hoodie the whole time. I didn't have a goalie sleeve. And so I'm like,
I'm feeling bad for you as a child right now.
Well, that's the thing. It's like my dad didn't want to invest in something. He thought I was going to kill myself over. So the first few games we lose like 112-1 or something like that. Tomas, listen, we figured the strategy out towards the second half of the season.
Yeah.
But we were already so far out of contention, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But the thing was, is you let the other team run towards me as fast as you can with the ball and hope they drill me right in my hands and I can catch it. And then I would kick it as hard as I could, as far as I could.
And Tomas
to catch it in a wild sprint, and then he could get a shot on goal.
Catch it with his feet.
Right.
Yes.
But he was good enough that he could, like, cross four dudes out and, like, rainbow it over their head. He was a prodigy. He was, like watching him made me go, is this Lionel Messi? Is this the white German Messi? Like, this guy was going hard Pele? In the paint.
But why is Pele playing with me?
Like, I'm glad he was on my team because if he was coming at me with this shit, I'm not blocking it. That's a goal every time. Anyway, so I did give up a lot of goals, but I got better as the season went on. The problem was, as you've seen a soccer pitch. There's a whole big box outside.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's the coach.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not on the field, you can be wherever you want. Mm-hmm. Where do you think my dad stood? Right behind me in the goal, screaming at me constantly.
Yeah.
Mistakes made, things going terrible. They're up 14-0, like the whole thing. They literally run ruled us one time. Like they called the game a half because it was so ugly. Now, one time this kid goes on like a break all on his own. He's coming right at the goal all by himself.
Yeah.
My dad goes, charge him. And I'm like, what? And he goes, run him over. You're bigger than him. And I'm like, okay. And I just sprint at him and I level this kid
at half the ball?
Field.
Oh, God.
Or, like, not in the box. I'm talking at, like, midway.
In the box, you can do that. Midway.
Crumpled him. Got a yellow card. I've never seen my dad more proud.
What?
Jog it all the way back. Yeah. So that was, like, my first foray into it. The team that we played against as coach, it was a club team. Loved it so much that I did that. The next year, I was on their team. He invited me. Because he was like, you're the one that almost killed a kid. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, you can play midfield. And I was like, cool. Never saw the field that whole time traveling. We went all Midwest City. We went all over the Oklahoma playing games. We went to this big Tide tournament that we won.
Yeah.
I played 0 minutes and 0 seconds in.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I just got to hang out and get dubs. It's a lot like playing Warzone with Josh. I just get to hang out, get but free wins.
It sounds like what you did in soccer is what I was in basketball.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was bad at basketball. I never even tried out.
No. I was definitely on the team. No, I played a lot in Christian, so there was no, like, tryouts. You know, it was who wants to sign up for basketball? Okay. We got first, second, third, fourth, and sometimes a fifth string if needed. We had a bench as long as half court down sometimes.
See, that's interesting because at MacArthur, they didn't do that. And what they did to see if you really wanted to be on the team was they just let you run until you quit.
They would just smart.
run and run.
We lost people that way, too.
I didn't know that. This is something I've learned from my friend. We'll call him Eggs.
Okay.
My boy Eggs.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eggs.
Shout out to him. So. Yeah,
so continue. So you're like the 14th man on the bench.
I was not. I really was not that far down. So I played, let's see. So let me think here. Football. So. I did not play my 10th grade year.
Okay.
I was homeschooled 7th, 8th.
It shows.
No, sorry. 8th, 9th.
It shows.
Still shows. Okay, cool. Got back in at 10th. Did not play basketball that year. Should have played basketball because that was when I was my leanest.
Mm-hmm.
Just came off of Weight Watchers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And high school Weight Watchers.
Oh, I was high school Weight Watchers all day long, dude.
Interesting.
I did Weight Watchers 2 or 3 times from the time I was 12. So.
I blame my German grandma for being fat, if I'm being honest.
Hey, I'm just saying. I was a grandma's boy. I didn't like being big, and now I'm still big. So it helped, I guess, a little bit. Helped kind of curb. I'm not 500 pounds. But
I'm
getting
there. I can't wait. I'm working hard. See, this is working, the thing. Everyone talks about bodybuilding, like lifting. And I'm like, yeah. No, I'm bodybuilding the other way.
Because
I still
up.
Have to work to put it on.
That's true.
Yeah. Why is it not bodybuilding?
Lift that fork as many times as you can, right?
I identify as skinny. It's fine.
It's cool.
You have to respect that. I identify as sexy. You have to respect that. Otherwise, I'm canceling you.
So, 11th grade year.
You dunked it?
Played basketball that year. I did not play football. Because my
mom...
Did you
have more points or more fouls?
We're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there. My mom was like, well, you can't play football and basketball and golf. Because golf's such a hard sport to play.
Oh, I was like, right? Golf is a hobby. That's not even
right?
a sport. I'm
right?
being real
okay.
with you here.
Yeah. No, hey.
It's a hard hobby, but it's not.
Hey. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So anyways, I was like, okay, I love golf. Golf is my first love when it comes to sports. As you say, a hobby, but still. When it comes to sports, what I want to play golf.
Balls and holes.
Football, I was okay at because I played it my 10th grade year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first year we had a team. It was cool. It was fun. We had a lot of
Just
good
to
times.
Put this in perspective, if I would have come to your team, it would have been like you got a 5-star recruit.
I'm oh, one. We'd had a 10-star recruit in you.
Yeah.
So.
It's interesting.
Out of a 5-star prospect.
I did good on varsity, but I meant like in general, like I was not getting looks anywhere else. So the fact that like it is what it is.
You could come to LCS. You have a person that was on your team. They did come to LCS and he was a 20-star recruit.
Yeah.
So
Kelton was a great athlete. I'm not going to shit on him.
He was.
If this was a bad story, I would say Kelton, I would like remove his name, but he was a good athlete. He was a good dude.
No, he was our quarterback and running back.
God.
Well, he kind of like dual played a little bit, but in my 10th grade year, he was mainly running back, but he could play quarterback.
Yeah.
Type thing.
He was running
anyways.
Back when he was on our team for a while.
I remember.
Sorry, guys.
So,
8th grade was rough, bruh.
12th grade. So, 11th grade, I was so. I was behind Kelton and all of those guys.
Yeah.
And because they were seniors at that point. I was 11th grade. Kelton, and
there were some good
bunch
players,
of some
too.
Good ball players in basketball wise.
Yeah.
Bunch of good ball players that were decent. One went on to be a coach, one went on to be a pastor. Couple went on to be dads. Anyways, senior year, that was my year. I was thinking, okay, this is it. I'm about to start. Okay, I'll be in the starting five. Got this.
So when you say starting five, what are you, a four? Where are you, the five?
I'm a four or five.
Oh,
one of the two. Yeah, and I'm not very tall,
yeah,
as you know.
How tall are you, Aaron?
Yeah, no. So who was the five,
how
actually?
How tall are you, Aaron?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
5'9".
Imagine
on a generous day.
Imagine that.
On a generous day. Don't shake your head. 5'8 and a half.
I was
I'm 5'9. Like, you're not 2 inches taller than me.
Imagine.
You're not that tall.
Like,
I think you're 5'11 anyways.
That's baffling to me.
Continue.
Yeah, this is baffling to me because Eggs is like 6'6 now.
Oh, yeah. No,
and
no,
he
no.
played five, and he probably should have been like a 3 realistically at the time.
So our five, our true five, was Warren.
Oh, he's thick.
Yeah.
So that's what the five was. The five was
that,
thick.
That, well, Warren's also 6'4".
Oh, I didn't know he was that tall.
Oh, he's tall. The boy is tall. Big old boy. Love you, Warren. I'm using your real name because
it's a positive
you.
Thing. Yeah. If this was negative, we would change your name to Willie.
So
you wet, bruh.
He was definitely the five. And I was always trying to like be like, I was always trying to try to body him. Couldn't body him. He was too big.
I
couldn't do it.
I get you.
So I played four. Mm-hmm. I was definitely not a 1-3, except when I was on JV my senior year and played the
JV
one.
On your senior year.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. That's me, dude. That's me. That's what they put me in. I don't know why they did that to me.
A mutual person that we know,
mm-hmm.
we'll call him M&M's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had the opportunity as a senior to play his position.
Oh, yeah.
On the JV.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I'll just change positions.
Man.
Like, I'll just play anything else.
I wasn't. They put me in as a point guard.
Yeah.
Because I could handle the ball better than a ninth grader.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, you go. We were playing schools that didn't have, like, full, like, real Rosters. JVs. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, okay, this is the JV squad. And then I was on it having, like, beard stubble and all that stuff. Like, this kid's in ninth grade. Okay, well, whatever. Yeah. Didn't really ask any questions because we had to be clean cut anyways. So
I played a kid in eighth grade who had tattoos.
Okay, that's disturbing.
See, I was like, oh, I'm going to die. Because, like, you don't equate, like, real skill or talent.
Yeah.
At that point, you just see the tattoos and you're like, oh, no. That freaked me out real hard.
So, well, I was mainly, again, I thought I was about to start, was ready to do it,
mm-hmm.
go through all the practices. It's not happening. I'm not starting. But I am like 6th, 7th, sometimes 8th man off. Again, it just
kind of. You're getting minutes.
It kept, yeah. Sometimes. Got in for this game. This is my highlight of my whole high school career in basketball, which is really disturbing. This is the highlight. I get in. Why I was bringing the ball up, I was not the point guard. But why I was bringing the ball up to begin with, I don't know why. But I was bringing the ball, you know, past half court. I was the one that got the inbound pass. Take the top of the key. Go to make a pass. Bad pass. Got, like, tipped. Intercepted almost. Starts running the other way with it. The kid does. Little white kid. I don't know. He's probably my age. I have no idea. No idea. Anyways. He goes out to make a layup. And in my thinking, I think, oh, I'm going to block him. Because I can jump really high. I cannot jump very high at all. Go to jump and block his ball. He was also further than me. Mm-hmm. We jumped about the same time. He was probably 2 feet in front of me. So as he is still going up, I'm coming down. Hit his legs. He hits the ground. Spins and hits underneath. We've got these mats, these mm-hmm. gym mats against the wall to, like, keep you from, like, running into, like, brick walls or whatever. His head was just small enough that it slid underneath those mats, busted his whole, like, forehead, eyebrow area up. Yikes. Out of the game, straight to the hospital, and he was their star player.
Oh.
Out of the game. Straight to the hospital.
So you were just a goon. You were like, I took out LeBron James and this, like, white team. So
let's go, bro.
I have a theory.
And then I was back on the bench.
I have a theory, and I'm going to use your smaller school experience to tell me if it's true. Is it scarier to face a team with that really, really... I feel like it's going to come off racist, but it's not. Is it scarier to face the team with that, like, one really, really good player?
Yeah.
Or is it scarier to face a team with, like, 5 generic-looking white dudes who know how to play basketball?
No, I'll take, for me,
mm-hmm.
again, 6th, 7th, 8th man.
Yeah.
Hyping my boys up.
Yeah.
When I saw 5 white kids out there playing ball, I was mm-hmm. like, most of our team was black.
Yeah.
So I was like, you guys got this. Go out there and do it to them. Go out there and do it to them.
I always got worried when I saw 5 white guys who really understood the game because they're like, we don't have to be faster or jump higher or do it because we're going to make the pass every time and we're going to make the right play every time. So you might jump out of the gym, but someone's going to be open. That's the team that always, like, intimidated me. Like, when I would see it and watch it play, I'm like, as long as this doesn't turn into a dunk contest, that's my money.
That was the team that actually won state all of our years in high school, was the team that had 5 white. I'm pretty sure it was 5 white guys.
Yeah, generic
anyways,
white dudes.
The point guard. Really good, white guy, redhead. His name was Scott something.
Pilgrim.
Or maybe his name was Scott. Can't remember. He was really good in golf, too.
Yeah.
I played him a couple times.
He probably didn't know.
He didn't know who I was. Scotty he had know. No idea who I was. Anyways, from Community Christian up in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. I do know where at least it was at. They took it every year. Yeah. Every year he was there. His dad was a coach, of course. You know, that kind of whole story. So, yeah, that's
the highlight.
My highlight was hurting a kid and putting him in the hospital. And they did not, we played them twice a year. Mm-hmm. They did not play us a second time that year. Interesting. A week before our game, they go, hey, no, we're not going to play you guys the second time this year. So,
go ahead and take it.
We're good.
Go ahead and take this forfeit.
Essentially, we got the dub.
Yeah.
Record-wise.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, it was cool.
So, I would be remiss to say, I have to bring this up in case Eggs listens to the story. He'd be mad if I didn't tell you the one reason I could never play basketball on a team or a decent level. I had a giveaway in high school because I had long hair. Because I would catch the ball and flick my hair to the side every time.
What you were going toward?
Full JB. No. Before I shot, every time I'd go, oh. I have to get it out of my face so I could see the rim. So I'd shake my head. So
Eggs knew
every. Listen, Eggs was going to block me regardless, mm-hmm. but Eggs knew right when I was going to shoot every time because I would do the hair flip and he'd be like, yeah. blocking this.
Yeah,
like throwing it to the bleachers. But yeah, so I'm going to let him have that because I know he'd be upset if I didn't bring it up.
Okay.
I have a lot of highlights for sports. But I'm going to choose...
Are these good or bad?
Some lowlights. No.
Oh, okay. Because no, mine was not a highlight, I guess.
Listen, I could talk all day about all the games we won, the back-to-back-to-back city championships we were in, the fact that I played a JV and a varsity game in consecutive nights and just wrecked the same, basically, team two nights in a row, and it felt great. I could talk about these things. I could talk about all the achievements, the letters, all these things. But what I'm going to talk about...
So you do have letters.
Oh, yeah. On and on. I lettered every year since freshman year, so.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
So you got the jacket? Where's the jacket at? You got it in the closet.
Somewhere in the closet.
You got it in the closet. Exists. I know you do.
So, talk about some low lights.
Let's hear them.
I'm in ninth grade. I'm playing football. I'm doing my thing. Everyone's heard the story. That we have a kid, we'll call him Stet. Stet is a grade above me. He's already on varsity. He's like the dude for linemen. Linemen are big dudes who are just strong and in the way. You just block. I know this is a wide audience. I'm just telling you what the position is. If you're a big, strong dude, you're a lineman.
Yeah.
I'm also a lineman.
You're a big, strong dude.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you said it. I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, so no, I know what you're getting at.
As a freshman... You're not supposed to be on varsity. We're a 5A ranked team. We're a big team. Freshmen do not go. I'm the first freshman in a hot minute. Now, other freshmen eventually come up, but the reason I was brought up was because we needed a backup center. They didn't have one. I'm in. But they're also like, hey, this kid works really hard on the defensive side, too. We're going to go ahead and put him in for drills and stuff on scout team. They put me across from Stet, and I'm like, holy shit, this is the dude.
So they're you're on defense.
About, yeah, they're talking about this dude. He's a left tackle. They're like, okay. They're talking about this dude like going D1, and he's a sophomore.
Jeez.
So I'm like, I got to show out. I got to do what I do. Scout team. Scout team.
As a freshman, I got to do what I do.
Scout team. Let me tell you something about scout team. Scout team, you're not supposed to try. That's the whole point. No one told me. All I know is the coach called for me out on another field. Went to those coaches and said, give me Nigel. And I was like, holy shit, this is the moment. Like, I did the thing where I took off my helmet to run across the field, and I looked over at them, and I was like, yeah, fuck you guys. Like, you're my team, but we're not on the same team
anymore. Of course I'm going over like, there.
I'm the best player on this team, and now you know that, because the coaches proved it. So I sprint across. I'm like,
Mind you, you've only played football for how many years?
I started in eighth grade, so
yeah,
I'm
going to one more season. One full season, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah.
An incredible season, mind you, especially for not playing. But I'm sprinting across this field. Like, my feet are barely hitting the grass. I feel like I'm Usain Bolt. This is my moment. I get all the way there. I'm like, I'm here, coach. And he goes, all right, go ahead and play defensive end. And I'm like, I don't play that position, but you got it. Put my hand in the dirt. I'm across from Stet. I'm, like, breathing heavy. I'm like, this is my moment. This is it. This is, like, I got to work hard. Put my hand in the dirt.
You're breathing hard right now telling the story. Oh, you're ready, so buddy. You're...
Snaps the ball. He puts his hands out to block me, and I, like, sweep, like jab step hard to the outside, sweep the grass. My fingertips are blazing through the grass blades. I can feel every little thing. I smack a cricket out of the way. I'm like, dip down. He doesn't touch me. I dodge his hands, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Here we go.
Immediately make a beeline to the quarterback who's just trying to throw the ball because it's practice. Smack it out of his hands. Hard.
Like, you shouldn't attack with a quarterback,
like,
no, though.
Like, back to the coach. I was going for the ball. I tried to take it out of his hands, but it was starting to come forward, and I just smacked it as hard as I could. Flips back towards the coaches, and there's a weird sound. It's like a sound of, like, what's going on? And I'm like, time slows down, and I see myself just, like, walking into the University of Texas as a prospect, and I'm shaking Mac Brown's hand. I'm raising the national trophy, and I'm like, Vince Young is my friend. Colt McCoy loves who I am as a person. Like, I'm shaking hands. I'm going D1, baby. Jog it back in line. I'm like, D1? Why sell myself short? Did you just see what I just did? This kid's supposed to go D1. I'm going to the NFL. Put my hand in the dirt, and I'm like, I'm going to do it to him again, bruh. Snaps the ball. I'm like, step, I'm about to fuck you up because I'm not using the same move. Everyone knows that. I'd use one good move. I'm going to use a different move. Stab inside, trying to slap his hands. And all I feel is a collision, and it felt like a Mack truck hit me. And when I say it hurt.
A stat truck.
Dude, ran me off the field. Like, it's one thing when you, like, block someone, you just keep them where they are.
Yeah.
He pushed me so far out of the play, I needed a GPS to find my way back to the practice. And I was like, oh, he wrecked my world.
Yeah.
Division I, up in smoke. Scholarship's gone. I felt myself studying harder, like, for school, because I was like, football's not an option after this. Like, it's over. Like, I don't even know why I'm on the team. Put my hand in the dirt, third place, same thing. He's just ruining my life for the rest of practice. And he goes, hey, it's practice. We don't go hard, baby. Knowing I fully embarrassed him in one play, and I'm like, he's gonna make my life a living hell. And he didn't. To his credit, he didn't make my life a living hell.
Nice
of him. We're kind of friends.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't, like, close or anything, but we were like, I never said a bad word about him. There's not a bad word to say about him.
Right.
Loved him as a dude.
He did go. He did play college ball, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was a freshman starter for TU, Tulsa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
As a guard.
So he did go D1.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah.
I did not, just for anyone curious. Yeah. I was correct in my assessment that it wasn't going to happen for me.
Well.
Because he ate my lunch hard.
Yeah.
It's not the only time I got embarrassed on a football field. At least there were no fans for that.
Okay.
We're going to fast forward a few years.
Oh. You a senior yet?
I'm a sophomore.
Oh, okay. So one year.
A full year.
1 year.
We're playing against Eisenhower.
Okay.
City rival.
Oh, yeah.
Doing it to him. I'm part of the rotation on the defensive line. I'm doing it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Having
mm-hmm.
an okay game. Nothing crazy. Gets to be goal line. Sitting there. Now, goal line, you know, you press in. So I'm essentially a nose guard at this point. I'm stretching. I'm feeling myself. I'm like, you know, blocking it up, doing my best. They have a running back who goes to play for Texas Tech after his senior year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. This is his senior year, by the way. He earned the scholarship.
On this play?
Oh, God, no. Bright light. This isn't my first game. The very first game I got into that was a varsity game was against Altus. And the band is playing. I'm hype as hell. Like, I'm feeling it. We're on offense. We're up by, like, 110 points. And I'm, like, dancing onto the field. I'm feeling it, bro. There's finally fans. Because no one goes to the junior high game.
Like, it's parents.
No. I was ready for this because Altus is garbage. So okay. I'm basically, like, I run out there. I sprint out there. I'm looking at the play. I know the play. I'm, like, here we go. I'm talking to the guys. I stand up. I'm getting ready to make adjustments. And I look up. And all I see is the belly button of 99 in front of me. And I'm, like, oh, this is a big corn-fed bastard. Like, I am not going to have a good night because it's only the third quarter.
Oh,
it's not even fourth quarter yet. We're, like, already pulling in second string, and I'm like,
yeah.
God. Thank God he was soft. He's just a big dough boy. But I was like, oh, no, I'm going to get my shit wrecked for the next, like, 30 minutes. No, I did fine, but, like, the excitement left my body immediately.
Yeah.
All the adrenaline was gone. The bright lights didn't matter anymore. No. But sprinting out there, I was like, I could have run through a brick wall, no problem. So what happens when you're a brick wall and then you get run over by dynamite is what happened to me on this goal line.
Oh, okay.
So as a defensive lineman, you're supposed to just clog it up as best you can. Right. I should have known that I was about to get McFucked when the line opens up. So the ball is snapped. I take a jab step because I know the A gap is mine. Uh-huh. There's no one in A gap. Why is there no one in A gap?
You ready?
I'm like, okay. Boom. Stance, lower my hips, I'm ready. I'm just like, if he runs the A gap, I just gotta stop him. Or if he goes outside, he bounces out, I just gotta like try to hit him.
Yeah.
No, he knew what he was doing. He was coming right for me. Straight at me. I see his blue little fucking light blue powder helmet and I'm like, you a bitch. I'ma do it to him. Well, he did it to me. So what happened was, as I saw him, I heard a pop, and then I just saw the night sky.
Yeah.
And then I heard the ball hit the turf behind me where he spiked it and almost took my head off with it. And I was like, cool. He just ran me over.
Running back.
A running back. Now, he was the thick boy, but he was a power back, but yeah. It still hurt to see.
Oh, yeah.
Like, film is never fun on those kind of plays because they're like, oh, and here's the touchdown. You just see your giant number and it just disappears because you just got obliterated into nothing. All your molecules spread out, all the atoms into the atmosphere, and you're just dust.
Like, where'd he go? Cool. He disappeared.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then, one more.
I have one, too, which quick.
I think it was the same year, actually, as a sophomore. Mm-hmm. On special teams, on kickoff, you have what you call a wedge buster. Mm-hmm. A wedge buster is where you have to take out the people that are trying to block other people.
Right.
Your goal is to run as fast as you can, like a human torpedo, concussions and all, and destroy someone. I'm good at that. I'm feeling it. I'm hyped. I'm like doing the sway that we're supposed to do. We're hearing the beats. We're getting ready. I see the kicker. I'm like, here we go. Now I know that you usually have a wedge buster blocker because you want to stop the human torpedo. Usually comes from my right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty confident he's going to come from my right. I take off running. I'm looking to my right. Nobody there. I'm at full speed now. I'm feeling myself. The reason he didn't come from the right is because it was the guy on the left, actually. And I never looked for him. So what happened was, is I'm running full sprint with my head looking right, waiting for the block. And I get hit on my left side so hard that not only does my helmet come off, my cleat on my right foot flies like a good 5 yards. Just skids across the dirt. Thank God we tackled the guy way down the field. Because when I rolled over and got up, I had to grab my helmet and my cleat and run to the sideline. Not a good look. And then it was extra not good because coach just rewind, play. Rewind. And of course you watch yourself on film. Yeah. And I'm just like, don't say anything. Pretend because it's not really part of the play. We did good. We tackled them like towards the end zone. Yeah, our wedge buster never made it. And I was like, God.
I knew who that was.
Like, there's 10 other players on the field. And you got to talk about the one. You got to talk about me right now.
Yeah.
Why don't you ever talk about me when I do my job good, coach? Yeah, and I'll be like, look at that solid block. You're just always like, God, where's his helmet? Where's his cleats? It's a whole thing. Again, sounds I didn't fun. Want to talk about highlights.
Yeah, I know.
A lot more highlights than lowlights.
I
once tackled a running back and a quarterback at the same time because I didn't know which one had the ball, so I just tackled them both.
That's nice. I never did that.
I had another one where I got in the backfield so quickly on a blitz. The quarterback didn't even have time to turn around from the fake.
Oh.
And I pushed him in the back, and he ran and took out his own running back.
Very
so
nice.
So he had the ball, handing it off, and I pushed him so hard it knocked both of them down
in the back. That's nice. This is a different time?
This was that.
This is a different quarterback running back.
Eighth grade.
Tackle that you're talking about.
Yeah, we played Clinton in eighth grade.
Nice.
And I just ran straight through the line. No one touched me. Again, eighth grade was a lot different experience. Ninth grade was good experience.
Yeah.
10th grade on, I had to work for it.
Yeah. I have one. One more.
Very is it the fast. One where you brushed lips with that guy?
That was not a football play or basketball play, sadly.
I just wanted
that
to
was just,
you
that happened. I was playing, I played defensive and outside linebacker on defense.
Yeah.
Offense, we played 8-man. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you played both sides of the ball.
You had to. There's no other choice.
There was no
it's
choice.
It's like arena football. You have to.
Yeah. So, I played tight end on the offensive side of the ball. Defense side of the ball, I was defensive end, outside linebacker. And I thought this was it. I was like, okay, feeling good. Like the way things looking. Lined up. Ready to go. Snap the ball. Start making
what I thought was a beeline toward the quarterback. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, got it. Like you said, it just opened up, and it's like, why is somebody blocking me? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But it's time to just destroy this quarterback, finally. It was a close game. It wasn't like blowout or anything. Yeah, so it was close.
Like, we only knew blowouts.
Yeah, no, so.
I want to say
we knew blowouts from the opposite side of the ball.
10th grade, I think we averaged like 56 a game.
God.
Yeah.
No, like, we didn't do anything like that. People probably averaged 56 against us, but that was not
yikes.
Yeah, it was first year football. Mm-hmm. Start running as hard as I can. I'm like, okay, I got this, dude. I'm going to probably try to do a strip sack. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what I'm about to do. I'm about to just destroy this QB. Mm-hmm. As I, like, go to tackle, like, get ready to, like, wrap lower him your up. Hips. Yeah, wrap him
eagle
up.
Arm. Yeah.
Get him. Do him good. All I know is I'm looking at the sky. We had one of these plays in our book, one. Mm-hmm. And I was this player a lot of the times, the pulling guard. For those of you guys that don't know,
there's only three offensive linemen and five men in there.
Eight, man.
Three. Center, guard.
Three or four. It really depends on, I guess tight end. Depends on kind of how you're set. I play tight end, so maybe that makes sense. That's why I was pulling guard sometimes. So you're the far
outside because you were pulling?
Yeah. So
it's called power or counter, but yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm about to destroy this quarterback's life. Next thing I know, I'm looking at the sky and I have no idea what happened. And then it all, as I'm laying there looking up, comes back to me and I think, I think that was a pulling guard. Pretty sure it was a pulling guard. Mm-hmm. Later, look back at it. Definitely a pulling guard. And, I think I got concussed. I might have CTE just from that one hit.
Oh, good.
That
explains a lot of, like, why you think the way you do.
It probably does. I mean, it should explain.
It should explain why you think Flat Earth is a thing we should talk about.
Well, if you want to talk about that next episode, we can talk about conspiracy theories.
We should talk about conspiracy theories next episode. That's fine. Okay. But, like, just know that I'm going to come in real hot.
You can. So am I.
Yeah. You going to bring your fake news to me?
Unexplainable news. How about that?
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I have all the answers, but to just believe that the Earth might be flat is pretty rough to me, I'm just saying. So yeah, next episode, we can just talk conspiracy theories in a loose term. We'll figure it out.
Doesn't necessarily mean that they're...
You know what? Let's just figure out the meaning of life next episode. Let's just do it. Let's just ball out, explain the meaning of life, what it's really all about.
That doesn't have to do with conspiracy theories all the time.
No, I didn't say it did. I'm just saying, let's just start answering tough questions.
Do you have some lined up?
Do I have some tough questions lined up? Yeah. Why are boobs good?
Well, that's not a conspiracy theory.
I didn't say it was. Oh, conspiracy theories? We can talk about any of this conspiracy theory. Everything is a conspiracy theory or nothing is a conspiracy theory. It's not both.
And not everything is. You can't say everything because some stuff is already like ready to go. Like it's.
Oh, you mean like the earth being round, you fuck?
Well.
Yeah, see, this is the problem.
Is it though?
Yeah.
I mean.
You know what?
Okay, hold on.
We can do some episodes. This is not... You're wrong.
Okay. If you're going to answer me one question...
Okay.
You're going to answer the question.
Okay.
I will fully agree.
Okay.
You have to answer the question, though.
Okay.
I don't want these... Well, what about this? What about this? No, I want an answer.
Okay.
If you answer the question...
Okay.
Again, I'm not fully one way or the other on this.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds, for most people, I'm sure, weird.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. That's fine. I just have some questions.
What's your question?
Right now?
You said you need me to answer it. I want to go ahead and nip this in
the bud. No, I was just saying for next episode, but you want it now?
I know what you're going to ask me. You're going to be like, why are maps flat if the earth is round?
No.
It's like, how are you going to fucking read them?
No, okay. That's not my question.
Okay.
My only question is, and you don't have to answer this episode. I'll give you a whole week to think about it.
I don't need a week, but okay.
They talk about what's called, and some people call it the hallway effect. There's different things about it that it's called. But you should, in theory, based on the curvature of the Earth, when something goes so far away, you should see it disappear.
Yes.
On, not a curvature, but at least you should see it disappear like it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that. Okay?
Okay.
Why is it when you look out across, I don't know, let's say you're on one side of New York City, and you look back at the skyline, you can see the full skyline. According to the feet per, the height per feet that it's supposed to drop, why can you still see it?
From one end of New York to the other?
No.
I was about to say, I was like, that's not very far.
Being out in one of the boroughs and looking back at New York City skyline.
I don't think there's enough distance
there is.
To judge that.
Oh, there is. I'll give you the exact facts next episode. That's why I said, take a week. It's fine.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever driven down a hot road?
I have.
What happens to that road when the sun's just beating on it?
Yeah, it's called a mirage.
But does it squiggle?
Light
bends, bro.
Okay.
Light bends. In fact, the same people that use things like...
Okay, light bends.
Yes. That's what affects your vision, is light.
Okay.
We've got this agreed upon. Now, you know, when you see an image, your eye actually flips it.
Yes.
And then returns it, right?
Right, I get that.
So that's another point that's moving it.
Mm-hmm.
We're also talking about a fair amount of distance, right?
A very good amount of distance, yes.
Are we taking into account the sea level and the level of the plane we're standing on as well?
That's what I'm saying, yes. We're taking all that into account.
I'm saying there's no fucking way that the Earth is flat.
Okay. Again.
You can listen.
Again.
You?
Not an answer. What you just said is not an answer.
I have a question.
You dropped a lot of
explicatory
terms.
No, I just thought about something.
And they came at me real hard, and I did not get an answer.
I
know what
you just did. I just figured out this is an argument tactic. I'm going to choose to say something to you.
Okay.
No matter how fucking outlandish it is, and now it's to prove me wrong. Now the burden of proof is on you, not me. So what I want to say is,
okay,
why are you gay? And prove me wrong. You have a week. I don't need to build my case. But here's the thing. I don't even need to build my case. But you have to somehow prove now.
So we're now proving two things next week. The Earth is round and I'm not gay. Those are the two things we're proving.
Not really. I just don't believe that. I just think that that's an interesting thing that you have the statement. However, the burden of proof is now on me.
Well, no, it's no more of a question. That's why I said.
How about this? What if we did this? If the Earth is flat,
okay,
I'll put your balls in my mouth.
Okay.
But if the Earth is not flat, I'm putting Josh's balls in your mouth. I'm going to put them in there.
Okay.
Are you willing to put that on the line?
If you can undeniably prove.
I will build a fucking rocket to put Josh's balls in your mouth.
You're going to undeniably prove in a week. On facts alone.
Do you believe all the planets around us? You notice that they're round, right?
Well, I mean, have we been to space?
Oh my God, this is... All right, we're not doing conspiracy theories. Okay. I can't do it.
We're doing it. No, we're doing it. No,
because I'm
going to
shoot
week. You
by the end of it. And there's going to be a new JFK conspiracy. He's like, did Nigel shoot him? Oh, no, I don't know. Maybe it was the three guys in the fucking attic.
Was it three or was it one? Was it multiple?
Was it
the CIA?
It was one.
Or was it one? That's what
believe? No, I actually don't know. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know about the JFK one. That's a conspiracy.
There's a lot of good ones. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying
we don't have to hit the Earth.
Flat Earth?
The Earth one, though.
Stupid. There's no fucking way it's not. Like, if it's flat, if it's legitimately flat, someone would have been to the edge by now.
Well, I've got an answer for you.
No, you don't.
I've got an answer for you next week.
Oh, it's an ice cream cone? Is that what you think?
I've got an answer for you next week. Next week.
Aaron, you're making me so goddamn mad.
Next week.
I can tell you were homeschooled.
This is...
In the podcast.
For 2 years?
In the podcast. I'm done.
For 2 years?
Yeah, it's ruined you.
2 years?
It's ruined you.
I didn't even know about this stuff when I was in 8th and 9th grade.
In the podcast.
You know, man.